difficult times, the enemy lying, but we came to give you the truth.
We here for the fight of our life, but we fight in Christ, so all things we can do.
We go to the end, people dying in sin, so now it's time for us to recruit.
Calling all the church, time to get to work, no more this hide behind the pew.
Ain't no time to wait,
we gotta move with hate, cause this war is just beginning.
We gotta run the race,
they got set the pace,
and we gon' keep on winning.
So leave all your past behind,
cause we soldier for Christ and we on the front line.
If you wanna teach and give sight to the blind,
then get ready, cause
it's time
about time.
To God be the glory.
A Time to Harvest Ministries would like you to join us every Sunday for service, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m.
We say it's saved because remember, when your spirit is saved already, nothing can come against it. Because
if you miss a service or the live broadcast of it, you can tune into our Bible study show, God's View, following directly after service.
My expectations might just be, I just want $1 million in a big house. How about God going to believe it? Why would I want to believe it? Somebody could just speak and know that.
You miss a service and God's View? That's okay. We got you covered. You can listen to Pastors Roxana Becknell Show, Words from Above, every Thursday at 3:30 p.m. on Kingdom Supporter Radio Network. For more info on the Time to Harvest Ministries shows and events, or if you have a prayer request, interested in being a baptismal candidate, or you would like to partner with us, whether it's through donation or sponsorship, contact us at our website, atthm.com. We hope to see you in service real soon. Until then, we pray God bless you and produce an unexpected harvest in your life. And always remember, it's about the people.
About the people, about the people, about the people.
And welcome to God's View.
Welcome.
I'm Minister Moyron.
I'm Pastor Becknell.
And if you tune in with us, we had an awesome Sunday morning service. Pastor talked about open your eyes. What's next?
Yeah. Well, what's next?
Well, I mean, what's next is
my mic not on.
We
First sister just said the mic's not on.
Yeah, somebody
needs to come
in
with the
mic on. Yeah, well, I mean, it is what it is. We rolled before, right?
Yeah.
And we're going to keep on rolling. But we appreciate you all tuning in.
Yeah.
And it was a good message. I thank the papers.
Okay.
Bringing us the paper. We want to thank Dominic Davis for tuning in. God bless you.
Francois.
Fennell Becknell, thank you for tuning in.
James Davis,
Thomas, thank you for tuning in. And
Mark
and
Smith.
Angie
Pastor.
Smith, thank
Pastor.
Y'all for tuning in, yes. We have a lot coming up this new year. Of course, this is our last Sunday of the 2020 year, which has been a trying year, a difficult year for
some
me.
People.
But we are going, by the grace of God, we're going into a new year, amen.
Amen.
It's been a good, we all hope that y'all had a good Christmas. I'm having a good Christmas morning. I got a little bit more of my presence, if you can see who that. Well, I'm be killing them, huh? And look at this. Can you see it? Can you see it? Yes, I am bald, and I know it.
Yeah, I know.
Do, 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 do.
And then I'm wearing some of mine.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, my
loungewear. You got the May
effect.
The May effect.
The
May effect and full effect.
Yeah.
What it is, May effect.
The loungewear. Yeah, but it's dot com.
TMA.
Mm-hmm.
You could go to
TMAeffect.com.
You can go to TMAeffect.com. So go to TMAeffect.com. It's very solid. Very soft. Of course, they don't have a men's line, you know what I'm saying? You know, because they'll be very soft and supple on my skin. But they don't have a men's line yet. But it's pretty good fabric.
Yeah.
Pretty good fabric. And all I see is women just wearing May Effect all in my life, all everywhere. May Effect. May Effect that. And paparazzi did.
Yeah.
Paparazzi that. Hey man, it's running rampant. It's taking over. Okay,
yeah.
So go ahead and get yours before it's too late.
Yeah.
And of course we are in
Full Ocean.
Supporting our Full Ocean and
Fresh
Freeze.
Yeah, I'm
gonna make y'all can see that. This is good quality.
Uh-huh.
They give you water bottles when you support them so much.
It's supposed to alert. it's supposed to keep you from having to carry glass bottles or water bottles.
Nice.
So it's kind of, you know, the recycle thing, they save in the ocean and all of that. And then we do, what is it, four trees also, but I didn't spend off of that.
It says, thank sustainability, drink sustainability.
Yeah.
There you go.
You got to think,
so,
right.
That's what we, and like I said, you want to keep tuned to ATTHM.com.
Yeah.
We have some, few things that's going to be announced. Next week. Pastor's going to be preaching at that place church.
Yeah. Pastor Shelton.
Pastor Shelton Johnson, his birthday is coming up, and he always has his
take
friend.
His birth went off.
Yeah, you know.
And we're born on the same day.
Oh, yep.
January 16th.
And you got that greatness on the same day.
Yeah.
You know, we was watching him preach earlier today. And,
about the end.
Yes, the end. It was a good message.
Yeah.
And, of course, we have Pastor Love Day coming up at February 21st, the Greater New Jerusalem Church, where Dr. Cole Davis and Dr. Leslie Davis are the shepherds of that flock, will be hosting us at the Greater New Jerusalem Baptist Church in New Orleans.
Elbow Street.
I can't think of the actual address, but it will be Elbow Street, and we will have a flyer out in the coming weeks. So we have that to look forward to. Of course, our March 2021 Love Conference, which is going to be off the chain, is going to be predominantly virtual. So be on the lookout for that. We got a lot of things going on.
Yeah,
a lot of things going on in the new year. And we haven't even told y'all about April. But we're gonna keep that on wraps.
Yeah.
We're going to keep that on wraps because we have Pastor got something for y'all in April. All right, she got something for y'all in April.
All right.
But
today's message is about what's next. Open your eyes.
What's next? Yeah. And I enjoyed it because a simple fact of the matter is that it's a lot of these times is that God has been trying to wake us up, but it's like a competing. It's a battle. It's a war.
Because you got distractions.
Exactly.
And that's why.
Yeah.
So I think, like I said, when I came up with it, I was like, open your eyes, and then what's next?
Mm-hmm.
So what's going to be the next turnaround is what I basically came up with.
Yeah. So we have to figure out where it's going to be.
Yeah.
You have to figure out which your eyes are closed on. So you can open it, so you can see what God is next for you.
Yeah. And so what are we talking about today?
Today we are talking about Jesus called Philip and Nathaniel.
Wow.
And this lesson is coming from John chapter 1, verse 43 through 51.
Okay, so we're going to pray. Father, we thank you right now for the time of study, time of illuminating the word. And Father, we thank you for those that are hearers and doers and keepers. And Father, they have a crushing desire to know more about you. And we thank you right now in Jesus' name. We pray that the listeners send in questions, Father, if they have any. In your son Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So we're in John chapter 1,
and it says,
43.
The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee, and findeth Philip, and said unto him, Follow me. Now Philip was in Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael, and said unto him, We have found him, of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip said unto him, Come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him, and said unto him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Nathanael said unto him, Whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, Before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. Jesus. Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. Jesus answered and said unto him, Because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. And he said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man.
Wow.
So the facts, it says, to study how Jesus called and related to his disciples. Principle of it was to remember why we should follow Jesus and learn how to better serve him in the context of discipleship. The application is to identify characteristics that made Jesus' first disciples so effective and to faithfully integrate these principles into our own lives. And as we encounter Jesus early in this earthly ministry, gathering and teaching his first followers, let's pay close attention to the principles of biblical discipleship, which we talked about too. The first thing that he said simply was just to follow him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people just don't do that.
Yeah.
They just, okay.
Verse 50, he said, Because I said unto you, unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Meaning that you didn't believe me until I told you something, I showed you a sign, and he basically told him that he was basically telling him that you need to get past what you see, because you're going to see greater things than this. Meaning, we can't get hanged up on the miracles, because we can't get hanged up on the blessings, because there's even greater coming. We got to focus on the work. He was trying to get Nathanael to focus on his job as a disciple, despite the miracles, because many of us become watchers instead of doers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's spectators. Mm-hmm. Pastors tell their congregations, we always want to be spectators, or we want to sit in the congregation and don't want to do anything in the church, but we complain about everything.
Exactly.
Instead of helping do something. And that's why, Jesus came.
Mm-hmm.
And he went.
Yeah.
And he rose. Now he lives.
Exactly.
So that's basically where that kind of concept came from, because a lot of people don't want to do. But Jesus came and he done what he was supposed to do.
Yeah.
So when he found them, all he said to them was simply just to follow me.
Exactly.
And that's all he's saying to us, but we just can't see. So, like I said, again, I pulled out this part in the study. It says these verses of scripture indicate that hope is at the core of a Christian discipleship. We learn that belief in Jesus should cause us to hold and maintain high expectations of what Jesus can and will do. Jesus' miraculous entrance into humanity will now lead to his miraculous public ministry. But he had to get here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he came. And the reason I circled core was because, remember when I did the sermon on what is in your core?
Mm-hmm.
And you know how you bite an apple and the apple has a core.
Mm-hmm.
But that sometimes be the sweeter part of the apple to me.
Exactly.
Because the seed is around it. So what's in the seed? Another apple tree.
Exactly.
So that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to duplicate, replicate, emulate Jesus. So how can we do that if we don't follow him first?
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, because when you think about what he's saying in the core, and and you think about what he was telling Nathaniel, the greater things, and so many times we get focused on the apple and how beautiful the apple looks and how good it tastes, and we don't even pay attention to the seed that we are given from the apple, and like you said, in that seed is another apple tree, which is 10 feet tall with. That produces a whole bunch of apples, but we so focused on what we're seeing in now instead of focused on what the apple, how the apple is giving nutrients to us and things of that nature. So we can then, when we become a tree from the seed that he's given us, we could do and feed more.
Yeah, because if you say, think about it, is, you know, the more you get into the word and the more that you apply the word, and the principles of what the of wisdom that's there, then you are supposed to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, they're at the core, they're still the same.
My God.
You know, they haven't changed nothing but the outside.
Mm.
You know, so we go back to what we talk about, the clothes and the heart of people, and that's what it is. They're not changing.
Mm.
And that's what Jesus wanted. He said, okay, the disciples I'm training for discipleship. But I also want you to do the same thing. Get yourself to where you're trained. That's why he said train up a child in the way you should go. It's not just children being taught things in the earth, but you as a believer, as a child mindset, to do the same thing. And then don't stay the child mindset, but grow.
Mm-hmm.
So then I picked out the fact that Nathaniel was sitting under a fig tree also has a larger implication. Several Old Testament passages use the image of sitting under a fig tree to indicate a period of safety, peace, and rest. In Zechariah 3 and 10, there is a prophecy about Messiah's reign. In that day, saith the Lord of hosts, shall ye call every man his neighbor under the vines and under the fig tree. So they give some more in 1 Kings, and in Micah 4 and 4, 1 Kings 4 and 25, Jesus is our protector, and we can rest safely in him. So everything is not like, you know, this earthly thing, that's where we live.
Mm-hmm.
But our mindset should be more kingdom.
Yeah.
And that's what we should teach the people.
Yeah.
So you had our practical point. So you had
our first practical point is Jesus called, follow me, must be answered by everyone with either a yes or a no. And we talked about this throughout this year that, you know, you can say yes, but if it's not in your heart, you know, Jesus, you know, everybody think, oh, Jesus want me to say yes. Jesus want me to say yes. And it's to a certain extent,
yes,
he just do want you to say yes.
You
but,
have to say it.
Yes.
Not because he's Jesus.
Yes. He wants your heart to say yes, not your mouth to say yes. Because you can say yes, and it's really not in your heart.
Yeah, and that's what's going on.
And if it's really not in your heart, it's many things that can happen. One of those things is that you can claim to be something that you're not and then lead others astray.
Yeah.
Or and then another thing is you can continue to just try to live a life of discipleship, but you know, be teething in the world and then still end up in damnation.
Yeah. So it's like that, you know, we just have to learn how to do what the direction says, follow.
Yeah. And we preach about that. Truth just sets you free. Say yes or you say no, but you have to make the decision.
Yeah.
You have to make the decision, and then and so many people are trying to forego the decision-making process, and let me just do just a little, so when Jesus come back, oh no, but I worshipped you, but you also
but you didn't do it with
exactly,
your full heart.
With your full heart, and like as if you could fool God.
No, you can't. So number two says Jesus is the fulfillment of prophecies in both the law and the prophets of the Old Testament. So basically, when he came, the law was fulfilled because once he died, it was fulfilled. He said it was finished.
Mm-hmm.
But the Old Testament prophecies said that he was coming.
Mm-hmm.
So from Isaiah, Obadiah, you know, Micah, you know, Zechariah, all the rest, all of them, they were saying, you know, the Messiah is coming. And so, he was the fulfillment of it. So by him fulfilling his journey or his or the prophecies, the law was done away with.
Mm-hmm.
So in that case, now we see Jesus, the fulfillment of it. So he fulfilled the law and he fulfilled the prophecy.
Yeah. And it's basically in fulfilled in this context of saying he fulfilled, he was the example of how to live the law. So we are no longer subjective in the fact of people with dying as a drop of a hat. Now you have a choice to live by the law of his example or to not. So that's why it says we have to either say yes or no. But it also, the example was, is for him to know that you have consequences whether you choose yes or you choose no.
Yeah, because he came because he knew you couldn't fulfill it. And that's why he said, let me just come down there and get the Redeemer back, because he knew you couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing. And a lot of people don't realize that, you know, Christ did what his purpose was. Now you got to do yours.
Yeah.
And that's why a lot of things can't move until you fulfill your purpose.
Yeah.
So number three says, those who truly follow Jesus will want others to follow him as well. And that's where we get caught up, because we want everybody saved. You know, we want, you know, we go tell everybody about him. And some people hear us and some people don't. And I had a conversation with a young lady yesterday, and she was like, you know, I'm telling people about him because I love God just that much.
Mm-hmm.
But then now he's telling me to stop, and I don't understand why. And then now she's understanding more as she's praying more, and she's, you know, she's giving herself to God again, like she should have stayed in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's saying, oh, now I have discernment of who to tell it to. Because
mm-hmm.
sometimes people don't want
to
hear it.
Yeah, because even Jesus said, can no one come to me unless my Father draw him? So even God knows that it have to be in your heart to want to be saved. It have to be in your, and if you don't want to be saved, you can try to force yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You can try to convince yourself of why you need to be, if it's not really in your heart.
Yeah. But the thing is, it's like, you know, today, if you look at it like this, I talked about earlier the days of Noah. And how wicked and demonic people were.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's the same thing. It's going to be like that those days. And it says it's comparing these times with the days of Noah.
Mm.
That's not a good thing.
No.
And then a lot of people don't even have a relationship with God.
Well, you know about the days of Noah, but only 8 people survived.
that's true. Yeah, and you know, the millions that were here, you know, and we're looking at people today, you know, doing some of the evil things, but then say, oh, but I'm a Christian,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I think that's the sad part about it. So those who truly follow,
and people were talking about that yesterday. We have too many leaders who are trying to paint up following me as you following God. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you know, they twisting and skewing. But even though the Bible said that will be done in the last day,
mm-hmm.
but they twisting and skewing the Bible to whereas in, hey, if you follow me, you follow God. Whereas instead of saying follow, is so basically they twist what Paul said. They say follow me.
It twists the whole Bible.
Instead of follow me as I follow Christ.
You know, you got people that are, you know, 1% of America that has the wealth, and they're holding it against the people that's the 99. How can that be?
Mm-hmm.
When 99 is bigger than 1.
Yep.
So, here we go.
And number 4 says, Jesus knows everything about everyone. Period.
Okay, well then. Number 5.
Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the one all will one day confess his Lord.
True. So we ain't got no choice.
Yeah.
Either you gonna confess it or you not. So.
And that's crazy because you got. I was looking at this comedian, and he said real quick. He said his friend texted him and said, "Hey man, I got a presentation coming up." So he was going to present a show, and he said, "I need you to pray for me." And he was like, "But you don't believe in God."
Sure.
Why are you asking me to pray for? Oh, now you want me to pray for you?
Or somebody
because
gets
you
sick.
Got something you really, really want.
Or somebody gets sick, and then the last one, faith in Christ, opens your eyes to see greater spiritual realities.
Mm-hmm.
There it is. So if you got faith in Christ, you got to have faith in Him, because He said, "Oh, man can only come to me, through my Father, but through me."
And that's the thing. All this negative stuff going on.
Wow.
If you open your eyes spiritually, you can see where you know. I mean. I wasn't worried at the beginning of the pandemic because I seen that there could be a vaccine. Now, the way they're going about people take it is kind of, and that's what I told my wife. I said, we're going to handle this, so we're going to approach this in the prism of the way God. If you're forcing us to take it, then that's not the way Jesus would do it, because Jesus don't even force salvation on people. So if you force me to take it, then I'm not doing it, because that's not what that's not in the vein of what Jesus would do.
Yeah.
Jesus would give you the choice to take it or not.
Yeah.
You know.
And
so,
we need to understand and use wisdom when we do a lot of things now, because the world has changed. You know, and so, and it's not, you know, people talking about, well, I hope we go back to the normal. Then this is the normal that you thought was normal. It's not going to be anymore.
Yeah. And
it's a change.
And to so many people, it may be back to normal because, we don't have to wear a mask. It may be at some point where you don't have to wear a mask anymore and stuff like that. But one thing Lady P was talking about the other day was that realizing that even still, people, FaceTime is probably going to be more prevalent now. Zoom is now going to be more prevalent. People are going to churches, probably going to gain maybe some more attendees, but most of it's still going to most likely be virtual, because some things are just not going to get back to normal. So it's not going to ever be normal.
Not like you think. No.
Yeah, like you think. Just because you can go outside freely doesn't mean it's normal.
No, days have changed.
Exactly.
And we got to get ready for that term.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
We had any listeners?
I think we did. This was a blessing. We hope it was a blessing to y'all as much as a blessing to us. We had a couple of listeners, some that we didn't see, some that we do see. Julie Decree, God bless you. And John Gene Rose, God bless you as well.
And anyone else who we didn't see.
Yes, we got to interact, y'all. You got to like.
Mm-hmm.
You got a comment, so
yeah.
You can if you want to be acknowledged.
Yeah, and then next week I will be at 5200 Crowder Boulevard at That Place Church.
Yes.
So if you're in that East area with Rose, which I know you are,
yes,
then you can come by and visit on that morning at 9 a.m.
Yes. But we still will be having service
next
week as well.
Yeah.
We still will be broadcasting, so keep it locked, and we will have a word coming to you. Look, we enjoyed this message.
Yeah.
Thank you, Pastor, for giving us that message.
Yeah.
Open your eyes and
reflect.
Happy
New Year.
And we will see you guys again in New Year's. But until then, remember, it's not of you.
It's
God
you.
God bless you.
It's time to let the world know. It's the time to harvest. It's the time to harvest.
The people.